Miss Paula, Paula Hornsby, Hornsby, Hornsby as in boy. Hornsby. Date of birth is 8/17/49. Miss Hornsby is a 76-year-old black woman. Lives with her son. And her daughter is, Trina is a huge help to them in Houston, Texas. She's originally from Houston. She used to manage a retailing company and worked for the medical center. She's divorced. She has three children, two girls and one boy, period. She used to smoke and smokes still at this time. She doesn't drink alcohol, period. She, when you walk into her apartment, it's a rather very cluttered apartment. She's stooped over in the couch. She has a walker in front of her that she says she's not able to use as much anymore. She's very weak. She has lymphedema in the lower extremity and has what looks like an Una boot in place bilaterally because the left-sided wound, which stasis ulcer, which became infected, caused sepsis and caused a 7 to 10 day hospitalization 2 months ago because of septic, because of septicemia, period. Knee perigraph wound is not being dressed on a weekly basis by the wound care nurse specialist, period. Patient also has ADL dependency. She tries to get to the bathroom, but she has to wear a diaper because of multiple accidents and issues with her, because of her disability. Patient has lost at least 30 pounds, but she's awake and she's alert and she gives, is able to give good history, period. Allergy, codeine, gabapentin, morphine, tramadol. Patient's medication list includes amlodipine, ten milligram at night. Cizanidine, 4 milligram, 3 times a day. Hydrocodone, 10/3/25 as needed for pain. Bentol, 10 milligram, 3 times a day. Xanax, 1 milligram, 3 times a day. Clonidine, 0.2 milligram, 3 times a day. Celexa, 20 milligram once a day. Prilosec, 40 milligram a day. Trazodone, 50 milligram a day. Robaxin, 500 milligram a day. And clonidine patch. TTS-2 once a week. Period. Patient has a history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, severe hyperlipidemia, COPD, tobacco abuse, anemia, anxiety disorder, and mild dementia, period. Patient uses a nebulizer on a regular basis, is not on oxygen at this time, and a history of diverticulosis, actually. An exam, blood pressure is 160 over 90, pulse is 100. Good morning, sir. O2 sats 97%. Heart positive, swan positive, is 2. Lungs are clear. Patient has severe kyphosis. Patient is hunched over. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows bilateral edema up to the knees. She has the Una boot and dressing in place bilaterally because of a left leg wound which got infected and the stasis ulcer on the right side. The notes regarding the size and the nature and the pictures of the These wounds are pending from the Avatar Home Health period. I had a long discussion with her daughter, Trina, T-R-I-N-A, and her son, Queen, Q-U-I-N-N, who they both have realized that mom is getting too weak to go to the doctor's office, and they do not want any further hospitalization and or heroics. They realize that with the last hospitalization 2 months ago, they almost lost her, and she's ready to go to heaven, in quotation, as she has put it, period. New paragraph, for this reason, they have sought a transfer to hospice and palliative care from home health. They want mom to be kept comfortable. They don't, with no need to go see the physician, her doctor back and forth, to continue with her medication, control her symptoms of CHF, continue with her wound care on her lower extremity, which caused a rather severe sepsis most recently, and septicemia with shock and hypotension. Patient does meet the criteria for hospice and palliative services at home, given her tremendous weight loss. She weighs 105 pounds now and weighs down about 30%. She's had a hard time gaining weight and eating at this time. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this woman. And And meets the criteria for hospice and palliative care at home. Also, put down family histories, positive for lung cancer in mom, prostate cancer in father. Also, put down history of CHF, hypertension, when you put that in there. Also, put down history of stasis ulcer, peripheral vascular disease, long term period. And put that in there somewhere, immunization. Patient did not get her flu shot, does not believe in immunization at this time. Okay, thank you.